So wake me up when it's all over. It's 11:52. Dean Richards Sunday morning with my Dean's List A-List interview, my conversations with the stars. After the weekend box office numbers, another huge weekend at the movie box office for the movie Deadpool, the Ryan Reynolds superhero film, took in an additional $55 million now, is easily the number one movie of the weekend. Kung Fu Panda, number two with $12.5 million. Then the biblical epic that I gave a Dean's List B plus to, Risen, a new telling, the story of the resurrection of Jesus. Really pretty well done, starring Joseph Fiennes. That came in at number three. This horror film that everybody is talking about comes in the number five spot. How to Be Single is number five. And the movie Race debuts only in the number six position. I thought it might debut a little bit higher than that, but kids' movies and horror movies are guaranteed audience takers. The movie Race is the story about four-time Olympic gold medal winner Jesse Owens, who is a remarkable track and field athlete, as you may know. An African-American athlete coming up in the 1930s, facing rampant racism here at home and when he went to school in Ohio. But, you could not ignore his athletic achievements and was chosen to go to the Olympic Games in 1936. The Olympic Games that were being held in Berlin, Germany, at the time of the rise of one Adolf Hitler, who wanted to use these Olympic Games as a showcase to demonstrate what he called Aryan supremacy, that his athletes would win everything, showing their superiority over all other races. Hitler did not want African-American athletes competing at the Games. He did not want Jewish athletes appearing at the Games. There was talk of, boycotts of the game because of the fact that they were being held in Berlin, Germany, and the fascism that was beginning to rise under Hitler. But boycott we did not. In fact, we went. And Jesse Owens participated and swept the Olympics in every competition in which he appeared, won a gold medal, was congratulated by the German athletes. And this movie, Race, really is about those 3 years, from about 1933 to about 1936, when Jesse Owens was just coming up as a track and field star and going to the Berlin Games, and what he faced here in the U.S., being a black man, what he faced in Germany, and humiliating Hitler, really, on his home turf. I think it's a good movie. I enjoyed it. I like these historical biopics. The young man that plays Jesse Owens in this film is a young Canadian actor. His name is Stefan James. He visited with us recently on the WGN Morning News. So this movie is set in the 1930s. It's called Race, the story of the legendary Olympic hero Jesse Owens breaking records as the greatest field and track athlete of all time, but at the same time overcoming racism at home and also staring down Adolf Hitler at the 1936 Berlin Olympics, taking four gold medals. Stefan James stars as Jesse Owens and joins us live this morning. Really nice to have you here this morning.
Thank you for having
me. An inspiring film to watch. I mean, those of us, in Chicago, that felt like Jesse Owens was one of our own because he lived here for such a long time. Mm-hmm. Such a great story. What's that like for you as a young actor to take on this larger-than-life persona?
I mean, you can only imagine that phone call when you hear you're going to play the fastest man on the planet.
Yeah.
A little daunting. Obviously, big shoes to fill. For me, I knew I had to make sure that I was in the right shape, conditioning-wise, to be able to take on the challenge, and that I wasn't only running fast, but running like Jesse did.
Yeah, so did you go back and watch? I was watching some of these old black and white films.
Yeah.
That are amazing to watch.
Mm-hmm. It's
watching Jesse, but also the reaction of Adolf Hitler watching Jesse are amazing. So these are the kinds of films that you must have watched to kind of get his style down?
Absolutely. There's a great film, filmmaker who's actually in the film, Leni Riefenstahl made, called Olympia. And it's about a four-hour film just documenting these games, and it was certainly a helpful tool to me. I mean, as you can see, you see lots of clips of Jesse running, and So I was able to sort of nail his style to make sure that I was being accurate.
Is that the woman that we saw depicted in the film who was documenting the, the photo? That's like kind of a subplot.
Yeah, Carice Van Houn. Really, it could have been made into a whole other movie. It's such a big part of the story. But she was fascinated with Jesse and you know, really highlighted him in her film.
Yeah. So what kind of training did you actually go through?
Well, for me, it started about 2 months beforehand. I was down. I was working on another film down in Atlanta. And basically, every day I had off, I'd go down to Georgia Tech and start working with the track and field coaches there. You know, I'd never done track before, so it was a whole new thing for me, and I knew that I had to put in the work. So it was about 2 months of conditioning and learning to run fast, and then learning to run like Jesse.
Yeah.
And you know, it's so interesting because I couldn't train the way, you know, athletes do in 2015, 2016. I had to train the way Jesse did back in 1930s.
A little more of an organic style.
Exactly.
That was from back then.
Yeah.
I also wonder, I mean, there are some scenes in this film that are hard to watch, just overt racism right in your face.
Right.
That I just wonder how, as a man, you deal with that. I know it's acting. I know it's make believe, but they're harsh and very cutting words.
Of course, of course. I mean, you know, when I first got this script, there was a lot of things that made me upset, made me disappointed, made me angry. But you know, as an artist, you have to sort of separate yourself from that and sort of just tell the story and be in the moment. So. Yeah, certainly difficult, some difficult moments in this film, but, you know, it was just about telling the story for me.
Yeah, the other thing that people will really notice, here's, you know, Jason Sudeikis, who we know from Saturday Night Live, Mr. Yuck Yuck.
Right, right.
Pretty dramatic. I think his really first big dramatic role that he's done.
I think a lot of people are going to be pleasantly surprised with what he was able to do with this film, really. I mean, he has so much range, and I think he really, really brought it to this film for sure.
Now, there was a screening of the film last night at which Jesse Owens' daughters were in attendance. So you've been able to kind of network with his family, I guess, to get a little of the behind the scenes.
Oh, of course, of course. I mean, they've been incredible. I couldn't have asked, you know, for them to embrace me any more than they really have. You know, there's so much you can find on the athlete that is Jesse Owens, this superhuman, supernatural, fastest man alive. But there's very little about the person he was. And so, you know, for me, having his daughters, you know, has been vital, extremely vital to the whole process of me shaping, you know, giving a face to this hero.
The film will open on February the 18th. We'll give you the full review on that then. But a really great job in this movie.